So, Mr. Chadwick, a big thank you for joining us once again for our little preview chats for this weekend's match. And it's a big match this weekend against Colne in the FA Cup. How's the squad been this week?
Yeah, it's a massive week. The squad have been buzzing, to be fair. We've had a couple of good training sessions, bit of a behind-closed-doors game on Tuesday. Ran a bit of rust off, scored a few goals, got the confidence up a bit. So we're looking good. Yeah, we've had a good week.
And obviously, I'll come to the, you know, what you expected from Colne in a second or two. But the outcome of the match last week against Guiseley, it wasn't the best of performances in the second half. There was a few injuries though, and a few men injured walking around as well. I mean, firstly, how's Lewis Thompson doing?
There was. We're a bit like the walking wounded, but Lewis Thompson's back in. He's been in light training with Blackburn all week in rehab. He came training last night with us, worked on a bit of shape, took it easy, and he's been back in there this morning. But he looks good, so I'm confident he'll be okay.
And obviously, heading into the game as well last week, there was two other players who were nearly there but didn't quite make the fitness test. First one was Lewis Mansell. How's he shaping up?
Yeah, Lewis isn't too good at the minute. He's had to have a scan this week on his groin, and he's going to be a good few weeks.
Right.
So we're not going to be seeing him anytime soon, unfortunately, because I thought he started well for us. He was big, strong, mobile, and all he was missing was a goal, to be honest. So, yeah, the lad did okay. I'm gutted, to be honest. He's improved every game, and I was looking forward to seeing him at the weekend. I was hoping he'd be back this weekend, and you know, it's too early for him. I don't know how it's going to go with the terms of his loan now, because he was here for a month. So I think the rest of the month he's going to be injured. So it's unfortunate for the lad, and we'll just have to see what happens after that. I'd definitely like him to come back because, you know, he was a big plus for us.
The performance with Willoughby and Mansell at Chester, I think demonstrated the qualities of Mansell, to be fair.
Oh, definitely, yeah. He worked hard, especially, you know, first half, especially that game. I brought him off because he was getting tired legs again, because he's not used to the physicality of Conference North. But, you know, he was stronger in that game, and I fully expect him to be even stronger in his next. But he was just in training on the Thursday night. He pulled up with his groin. So, you know, we sent him straight back to the professionals, so to speak, and they've been looking after him since. Scott Kay was the other one.
Yep.
He was missing. Scott passed a fitness test on Thursday night, so he'll be back with us in contention for Saturday, so that's good news.
And when it comes to another player missing, Lynch, I'm assuming he's come back from Portugal and he's in good
sober.
Health.
He's sober. Sober.
That's good news.
Yeah, he's sober. So no, he's back. Obviously, he did have an injury before he went. I'll not even pronounce what it was. But he seems to think he's okay now. He was with Liv, the physio, on Thursday night, working hard with her, and she came back and said it felt good. So, again, he is up for contention. Whether it's a bit too early, I'll have to see.
And when it comes to Priestley as well, that'd be quite an experienced duo there. If you had O'Howlan as well, no disrespect to Baird, but that's quite an experienced back three you've got there.
Of course it is. You know, there's a lot of conference games in between them guys. There's a lot of, you know, there's pro games in there. They're very experienced, all three of the guys. And it's, to be honest, it's the squad needs some experience added. So it is a good boost to have all three of them back in. Obviously, Scott Kay's got experience. It's good to have him back in. We've got Harry Winter, experience. He's back in. So, you know, as a squad, we've been getting stronger in the last week. So it's been a good week, to be honest, for all of them. Like I said, they've worked hard. You know, it's considering the weather was awful last night, so I didn't keep them in too long. I just did what we had to do, kept them all moving, and worked hard for a good solid hour or so, and they all responded well. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
And that leads us on then to tomorrow's game against Colne. A very, very big game. The prize money alone has gone up from previous years, but so's the sense of momentum, and that's what FC United's crying out for, really. I mean, what are you expecting from Colne?
I know the manager quite well, Steve. He's built a good, young, hungry side. You know, they'll be working the socks off to get some out of the game. There's no pressure on them. They know that. They're just going to come and enjoy it, work the socks off, and they'll be looking for an upset. You know, and they'll have no fear. You know, I know some of the lads quite well in terms of I've been watching them and watching them, and you know, there's players that I've been interested in myself in wanting to get to, you know, other clubs. So, you know, they're a good young side with lots of talent. So, you know, we'll have our, you know, we'll have our best just to win this game, because they will be up for it.
And finally, just a quick message then, Chaddy, just to, at the Southport game, the atmosphere was tremendous. What are you hoping from the crowd on Saturday?
I'm hoping for the guys to be as loud as ever, and girls, just get behind the side from the first minute. You know, at times they have been that 12th man, even when I was playing up till now. You know, they can suck that ball in that net. You know, they can get the lads going. They can scare the opposition. You know, I want them to be loud. I want to be plenty. I want to see plenty there, and I want to see them all up for it, just like we will be.